This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The 10th International Day of Yoga is being celebrated across the globe today. The main function was held at Sher-e-Kashmir International Conference Center in Srinagar, Jammu and Kashmir. Prime Minister Narendra Modi led the celebrations from Srinagar. J&K Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha, Union Minister Pratap Rao, Ganpat Rao Jadhav, and many other dignitaries joined the program. Globally, embassies and Indian missions abroad are joining the celebrations, reflecting yoga's widespread influence. On the occasion, the Prime Minister addressed the gathering and participated in the Common Yoga Protocol session, highlighting yoga's significance in nurturing physical, mental and spiritual growth. He underlined that the number of people practicing yoga is growing worldwide, its utility is also being recognized by the people. On expansion of yoga in the last 10 years, the Prime Minister talked about a new yoga economy and mentioned the growing attraction for yoga tourism and people's desire to visit India to learn authentic yoga. He also mentioned yoga retreats, resorts, dedicated facilities for yoga at airports and hotels, yoga apparel and equipment, personal yoga trainers. He said all these developments are creating new avenues of employment for the youth. Talking about the theme of this year's International Yoga Day, Yoga for Self and Society, PM Modi said the world is looking at yoga as a powerful agent of global good and it enables us to live in the present without the baggage of the past. To maximize the inclusiveness of yoga benefits, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has also written a letter to all Gram Pradhans encouraging grassroots participation and the spread of yoga in rural areas. President Draupadi Murmu has extended her greetings to the global community, especially fellow citizens of India, on the occasion of the 10th International Yoga Day today. In a social media post, the President said that yoga is India's unique gift to humanity. She added, in view of rising lifestyle-related problems, yoga has become far more important today. The President stressed that yoga is a way to physical, mental and spiritual well-being. As the world celebrates International Day of Yoga today, union ministers and officials across Delhi performed yoga to emphasize the importance of wellness and mindfulness. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav, along with INBE Ministry Secretary Sanjay Jaju, performed yoga at Lodhi Garden. Minister of Health J.P. Nadda participated in a mass yoga demonstration at Yamuna Sports Complex. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar, along with other diplomats, also performed yoga. Union Minister of Parliamentary Affairs Kiran Rijiju led the celebrations for the International Day of Yoga at Millennium Park. Union Minister Jitendra Singh, Principal Secretary to Prime Minister P.K. Mishra, and other officials participated in a yoga session at Prime Minister's office in New Delhi. Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Mansukh Mandavia, Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan, Delhi Lieutenant Governor Vinay Kumar Saxena, Union Ministers Prahlad Joshi, H.D. Kumaraswamy, B.L. Verma, Army Chief Designate Lieutenant General Upendra Dwivedi, and Indian Navy Chief Admiral Dinesh K. Tripathi also practiced yoga at separate locations across the national capital this morning. The Delhi High Court has said the trial court order granting bail to Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal will not be given effect till it hears the ED's plea challenging the relief granted in the money laundering case linked to the alleged excise scam. The Enforcement Directorate ED mentioned its plea challenging the trial court order for an urgent hearing before a bench of Justices Sudhir Kumar Jain and Ravinder Dudeja. The bench said the case file will come to it shortly and thereafter it will hear the matter. The High Court said till then the trial court order will not be acted upon. The Supreme Court today declined to halt the NEETUD 2024 counselling process and sent a notice to the National Testing Agency. The court clubbed new pleas with existing petitions and set a hearing date for July the 8th. This decision comes amid ongoing legal challenges regarding the NEETUD examination. In T20 Cricket World Cup, Australia defeated Bangladesh by 28 runs DLS method at Sir Vivian Richards Stadium, North Sound, Antigua. Bangladesh scored 140 for 8 in the stipulated 20 overs. In another match today, England will face South Africa at Darren Sammy National Cricket Stadium, Gros Islet, St. Lucia. The match will start at 8 p.m. Indian Standard Time. And with that, we end this news bulletin.